Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hey! Fire up the silver line, pop down the chip shop, get some batter.
Pete Doherty, I'm talking to you.
I own a coat.
This year I've got a ginger man bun.
I'd rather be that dead pig.
This is for Jesus.
You're either lying, insane, or a government experiment.
With Dave Berry and Dirty Freud.
Stuffing yourself with Chris Moyles. Pies filled with Haribo and Lilt. Mushroom tube.
Silence me.
Whoa!
There he is.
He's on the radio, but he can't speak or read.
I'm in G-lift free.
Because we're professionals. We're not John Kennedy.
Buzzhole. Who wants to go to Glasgow?
Kill your friends.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, I will.
All right, we're rolling.
We're actually recording then. Is that what that means?
Yes, we are. Excellent.
You see, again, you are the reason you're a producer, ginger producer, Dave, and that's because you know the lingo.
I know, mate.
Isn't it? And you got that.
Cameras rolling, except
you
no cameras. So.
Nail that. Hello.
Hi.
Not you. Hi. It's the Weekend Breakfast Show, Radio X podcast from your good friends at Radio X. I am John Holmes, and what was that?
Like,
that's not your mic. The mic's not on.
You changed that. Hello.
It's not your mic. It's not on.
I have both mics.
Yeah, but I've got the faders. I'm turning both off.
Oh, yeah.
This is fascinating, isn't it? Anyway, good. Paid intern Cornelius with us. What was the little clapping for there?
Just welcome to the podcast intro.
You're right, mate.
Did you not notice I was huskier on air? You didn't know anyone mentioned it, and I thought you might. But I was huskier on air than I usually am.
Do as a service by assuming we're listening to your voice.
It's a fair point, actually. Yeah, good. So, this is the podcast, obviously. And yeah, as you know by now, it's the sort of... Think of it as the ullage of the show. Don't frown, right? I'm drawing an analogy between a pub full of vibrant beers, guest ales, craft lager.
Oh.
Gluten-free lager bottled
Not that, you weird freak. Producer Dave makes us go to a certain pub, right? Because it sells gluten-free beer.
You are welcome, guys. Good pub, though, eh?
It is a good... Yeah, it is, but...
End of story.
Did we talk about the time we went for a Sunday drink?
Oh, that was awkward.
First of all,
we learned a thing, didn't we?
Yeah, first of all, we went to the gluten-free pub, which was closed.
Mm. Yeah, and because then, it's a Sunday and they don't open till, did you say midday?
Midday, yeah. And then we saw another pub that we frequent, and that was open.
Yeah.
Chairs outside, so we walk in.
Yeah.
Hi, and the first thing they said, sorry, we can't sell alcohol.
Yeah.
I was like, and I quite, maybe a bit too rudely said, well, why are you open
there? Yes, you did. And now we're barred from there. So that was only at about, what, 10:45 on a Sunday morning? I mean, you'd think, wouldn't you? But then anyway, we ended up in...
That doesn't make it sound bad, doesn't it? Bear in mind, we have been up since about 4 a.m.
It's our lunchtime.
Yeah, it's our lunchtime.
It's
our
lunchtime point. It's fine.
End of the day, really, if anything.
Actually, you're right. And the lady behind the bar that Cornelius was rude to then said, you could get a drink at the casino. So we went over and found the Hippodrome Casino in Leicester Square. Right, I've never been in there before, but I have to tell you, at 10:45 on a Sunday morning, Christ, that's the bleakest place I've ever been.
Bleak!
I mean, I'm talking even about inside my own head. It was bleaker than that. Mm. It was just full of sort of Japanese people gambling, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's really odd.
We talked about Japanese and Chinese people last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then did you see that someone from, was it Five Live?
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Got done for it, didn't
he? Got done for doing a Chinese voice on the air, didn't he?
I read that.
He should have listened to our podcast and he would have had a defence. He would have gone, no, because as John Holmes rightly pointed out, there's no difference between doing a Chinese voice and a French voice, if you think about it. Mm. So why is one offensive and the other one isn't? He should have said that in his disciplinary.
There's only like 6 lines of the story in the small column of the newspaper, wasn't
it? Yeah, but you know, he could have gone, you know, if he'd have gone, oh, ha, 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 ha,
yes,
instead of, have I, they would have got away with it. But
I almost thought we'd sidestepped you doing the voices again then.
I don't see what's... Anyway, we're in this casino and it's full of people and the... what?
The things. Carry on.
It's fun. Hey, look, there were all kinds of creeds and cultures in there, but the one thing that united them all for me was that they were all desperately sad because they're in a casino at 10:45 on a Sunday morning, and we went, and the only place, like, there's a bar upstairs, so we went upstairs and went to the bar and we ordered a drink, and then we went and sat on a terrace.
Yeah.
But it turned out, because we got thrown out of the terrace,
that's about 40 minutes.
Yeah. That it was the staff room. The people who work in the casino, we didn't know.
We had a drink in a staff room of a casino at 11 o'clock on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, and how many other radio presenters can say that?
Exactly.
Yeah? Does Moyles do that? No. No. Glamorous. Does Ricky Wilson go and have a drink in a staff room of a casino? No, he does not.
No, he does not.
Absolutely. Does Dave Berry from Capital go to the Hippodrome and drink in a staff room? No, he does not, because he's too busy down Platinum and Lace. A stripper.
Oh, lovely edit point there.
Morning, Dave, if you're listening. He won't mind. You can just bleep the what he does off a stripper.
All of the words.
Just bleep and there and again there.
Yeah.
Whenever I say bleep that, yeah, and then make it sound worse than it actually was, probably. When actually all I said was that he was.
Stop it. None of this is going in.
It is, but you can just bleep the bitch.
Just bleep. Yeah. That's all.
Even when he says.
Yeah. Stop saying it, because I want to go home after this.
You can. Well, as long as you bleep, you can go home pretty soon.
Yeah. Don't stay behind any like Dave Berry.
Oh, my God.
What's in the podcast, Cornelius?
Well, on the last ever Radio S podcast, we have Nicholas Holt is our guest.
Excellent. Nicholas Holt off of Kill Your Friends.
And he plays a game of band or...
Here we go.
Name for street drug, which is fine. Yeah. Moving on.
Good. Yeah.
That film, actually, he doesn't he?
He does in that. Hell of a lot of it in that film, actually. Yeah, you don't need to bleep that one.
Yeah, I do, because you've just said that.
This is going to be so complicated. I can't wait to hear it.
This podcast syndrome is just going to be Morse code.
Morse.
Also, if you like this podcast, can you, like, review and... what can you do? Review and rate it on iTunes, because we have not had any reviews since I've started making them.
Well, what is that? Before that, we had loads of 5-star reviews.
Yeah, there were loads, actually.
So those reviews have dried up since you came along.
Yeah.
Rate and review it. It helps, doesn't it?
It does help.
There you go.
And also...
Well, we appreciate that. That's
very much gives a mandate for my job here, so...
good. Cornelius, above all others, would appreciate you rating and reviewing. Thank you very much.
We're going to start paying him based on the number of stars the podcast has.
Yes, good idea.
Yeah. We'll adjust the wages each week.
But don't spend it on... off a stripper.
Some weeks you might even have £5 for this podcast.
Stephen Hawking.
Yes.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking's Pull Back and Reveal. Regular podcast listeners will know that you get the punchline to a setup joke supplied by you, dear listener, to a setup which we do on the show on a Saturday.
What is worse than waking up at a party and finding a gentleman's downstairs grouser arrangement drawn on your face?
The reveal... is on the pod. Is it at the end? Yeah? Yeah, it's at the end.
No, somewhere. Somewhere spooky. In the podcast.
Oh, fine, all right.
Yeah,
it's at the end.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Yeah, good. All right, is that it?
Let's do it. Yeah.
Should we pop down?
John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X.
It is as well. Hello and good morning to you. 1 minute, 30 seconds early. Due to the fact that Jack Saunders totally mistimed his music overnight. You know, what about, I mean, we're literally, I mean, it's 6:28 now and 50, thank God I'm here. I mean, if I'm contractually, don't even have to be on air till 6:30. I could just sat here in silence, couldn't I?
Yeah.
But because I'm a professional, Cornelius.
Yeah.
Here I am, you see.
Very good.
Yeah, I know. 1 minute to go before we actually officially start.
What are you doing in the meantime?
Well, I was just thinking of all those people who, you know, tune in specifically for my pithy joke that always happens at 6:30.
Yeah.
Look, producer Dave's only just walked in the room. Yeah. We're on air.
Why is it early?
Well, you'd think when we were just asking this very question, I should tell you why it's early. It's obviously because Jack Saunders mistimed his...
Oh, Jack Saunders.
Music, hasn't he? He's, that's what's happened there. So technically, I'm working now, but I'm not even contractually obliged to be working.
22 seconds of this, mate. What are we going to do?
Well, you've just walked in yourself. I've been talking for a minute and a half.
Can you get some of the money he was supposed to be paid?
Well, this is what I'm now wondering. Can I invoice for a minute, 2 minutes of Jack Saunders' show?
It's not worth it, mate.
Is it? Oh, hell, it's about 6:30. I might as well start. Good morning, then. Welcome. Hello to you this Halloween morning. I am John Holmes. It is your Radio X weekend breakfast morning thing. Consider it, and I know that many do, a luxury item, like a tampon, if the EU are to be believed. So, my friend, time to expand into Saturday.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
However, before that, of course, there's the first of the road trip gigs happening this week on Tuesday.
Tuesday
in Bristol. Where the Stereophonics take to the stage. And out of the three of us here in this studio, one of us is going. It's the ginger one of us. It's ginger producer Dave. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes, and you're going... Is it because... You're going because you're a... let me think. A fan of... Fan of Stereophonics? Is that why you're going?
I have all their albums, John.
Yes?
Well, the first, like, four, because someone bought a CD for the last 6 years.
Right, okay.
Did you download it all?
Yeah, that's not what you were going to say, is it?
Got it on my mobile
look
device.
The look on your face went, because, you know, I didn't like them after that. That's what your face was saying. It's what your face said. And then you realised what you were saying on the actual radio.
Not at all, John. Dare you put words into my mouth?
So, speaking of things being put into your mouth, why are you going on Tuesday? Why?
I refuse to answer that question in its current form.
You're going to the Stereophonics as part of the road trip on Tuesday, aren't you?
I am, John, yes.
Who are you taking with you?
I'm taking a female lady.
Is it, should we say, it's your first date with this female lady?
Yeah.
That you've been wooing... really via the internet.
No. I've met her.
Right.
I haven't really been wooing her.
Well, but you are trying to get off with her.
We're going to the Stereophonics.
But off air, you said you were taking her there. In order.
No point, did I?
To soften her up, because you thought it'd be a good thing to do to take her to a gig.
I told you about putting words into my mouth.
In order. It's not words in your mouth you're going to be worried about. In order, you said that you were going to try and have...
I don't know why I agreed to talk about
you
this.
You said you were going to Netflix and chill her. I didn't know what that meant.
And then we Googled it, and now we do know what that means. Don't we?
Why would I say that when we're clearly going to the Stereophonics Radio X road trip?
Yeah, but we know why you're going, don't we? Because you said, I'm going to take her there, because she's going to be impressed, and she's probably going to... satisfy my needs later. That's what you said. That's what you said. I said we were a little bit cruder than that in the office. But that is what you said. So anyway, what's her name?
It's important. A, I'm not going to tell you. And B, it's important to state that at no point did I say any of the words.
He so did. But I think that's an inappropriate first date, isn't it? Or is it? Can you take people to a gig for a first date? I don't know.
I think it's fine. I think what's probably more inappropriate is that it's a bit of a cheapskate first date. Because I've got free tickets.
Yeah.
And the fact it's been talked about a number of times on national radio. Mm.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, that's inappropriate.
It's not going to impress her that much. A friend of mine, actually, this was an inappropriate first day. He, like you, was wooing a lady off the internet, right? And she was from New Zealand. Mm. And she came to stay in Britain. And for a first date, bear in mind, they'd never met before. And he, like you, was trying to, you know... become more acquainted with her, and he genuinely brought her from London, where they met up, down to rural Kent, and he brought this girl to my parents-in-law's Save the Children Wine and Wisdom quiz as a first date. She did the nervous drinking, right, and ended up passed out on my parents-in-law's couch in their house because she couldn't function properly, and then was sick on their cat.
There's so many twists and turns to that story.
Are they still together?
they weren't together after that night. And hi, Alan, if you're listening.
Is that the same Alan that we talked about last week?
On the podcast.
On the podcast.
Yes. Similar story. See, he's like, he's a good provider of anecdotes by accident.
Radio X. John Holmes.
I am John Holmes, the current licence holder of the Radio X Weekend Breakfast Show, Saturday and Sunday, two of them. It's like China this week relaxing its one-child policy, except with radio shows. So at the weekend, we distinctly push two out, mewling and puking into the nation's arms, to incorrectly quote Shakespeare.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
He doesn't look a thing like Jesus. It's paid intern Cornelius. Instead, he looks like someone who's a bit special with hair that's too wiry. 10 to 7, he's on the radio, Mike. Hello, Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Hi there. And as ever, at this time of a Saturday morning on Weekend Breakfast on Radio X, what we do is we read out texts and emails from the haters, with a Z, that have arrived during the week, creatively disliking the show. And we read them out via the mouth of paid intern Cornelius, who is in the lift. He reads them out, going between floor 6 and 1, in a feature we like to call Condescending. what lift have you chosen this morning in the building here in Leicester Square in London's fashionable London?
I've gone for G-Lift 2, John. Always a safe bet.
G-Lift 2, remind us what area that covers.
Just by revenue management and agency sales on the fifth floor here.
Oh, that's a good lift.
Yeah, good lift.
There it is, the lift music. By the way, the lift does have music. If you could hold up the microphone to the speakers inside the lift, because they do pump out a radio station or other. Let's listen. Oh, okay. I don't know what that is.
It's One Republic, John.
Thank you, Ginger Producer Dave, for that knowledge. Good. Okay, One Republic is playing in the lift. I'm guessing that's Capital.
No, it's Heart with
Heart.
JK and Lucy. Saturday breakfast with JK and Lucy.
Excellent.
They're just having some light banter just before you came to me.
Were they? Oh, I wish we could have heard their light banter.
Oh, it was great.
Is it pre-recorded banter or is it live banter over there?
I'm not sure. Well, it might be on the... should I run over and have a look?
Well, you go and see if they're in the studio, yeah.
Actually, it's not on this floor.
Oh, don't worry.
I'll do it on my way down.
Okay, fine. I'm not that interested, to be honest.
Okay.
Okay, with this morning's Condescending, let's set the lift again. Going and get a reading.
Going down.
Okay, so Sam has tweeted last week, John Holmes on Radio X playing in my cab. I must have done something really terrible to deserve this karma.
Good, good, yeah.
Anonymous has texted, I wouldn't wish John Holmes upon anyone.
No, just that, nice. Okay, yeah, that's to the point, certainly.
John Holmes on Radio X makes me want to sell my ears. Thank you, Jess, for that.
Good, okay.
Accidentally tune... Oh, hang on, big tune on the...
Oh, good, yeah, nice.
Halloween special. accidentally tuning into Weekend Breakfast on Radio X is the weekend equivalent of stepping in dog poo. Jackie, cheers.
Right.
Weekend Breakfast is about as fun as the bit on beer adverts where they tell you to visit drinkaware.com. And finally,
yes.
Thank you to Gary for this one. Did you know that 76% of all suicide notes contain the phrase John Holmes on Radio X?
Thank you! That's Cornelius in the lift. And haters gonna hate.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Inappropriate first dates. Can you get more inappropriate than a cheap stereophonics gig, i.e. free, that producer Dave is taking a girl he's been wooing off the internet to on Tuesday as part of the road trip. Probably going to be giving the big radio I am. Oh, I'm the producer off the radio. This is our gig. And
can I just say, when you say wooing off the internet, it makes me sound like a mid-90s, like, mustachioed man sitting in his log cabin. It's just normal.
Why is he in a log?
What cliche is that?
Yeah. Wow.
You know that old chestnut.
This is weird, isn't it? Do you sit in a cabin constructed from your own logs? Because that's sinister. Just on the internet in a sort of stinking...
Why is it mid-90s den. As well? That's when log cabins were big.
They were huge back then. Do you not remember the log cabins of the 90s?
Yeah, you couldn't walk around without bumping into a log cabin.
All those pop-up log cabins, weren't there, in Shoreditch, remember? All those hipsters growing log cabins off their face. I've brought my microphone over. Do an impression of a hipster's log cabin beard. Off their faces, weren't they? All that pop-up in the cloud of log cabins that people had in the night. Everyone had a log cabin pressed to their ear, didn't they? Those log cabins. Those smart cabins they had, didn't they? Everyone with a log... fashionable log cabin wear that everyone was wearing clothes made of bark, weren't they, all those hipsters? Do you remember that in the 90s?
I admire your persistent attempt to take the mick out of me, even though as a professional radio presenter you just dropped your microphone.
It was a mic drop. It was one mic drop from the
night. Sassy.
But 15 seconds early.
Radio X. John Holmes.
X. Is it a band name? Is it a drug? We don't know.
Singing, serenading us into the game. Nicholas Holt there, star of Kill Your Friends. He's about to play band or street nickname for drug, which is, well, as I said, it's very simple. I'll call out a thing. Is it a band? Is it a drug nickname?
Okay.
We've got Nick playing Dave, alphabetical order. Nick first. Band or drug, Stumbler. Nicholas Holt, Stumbler. Is it a band or a drug?
I'm going to go band.
You'd be wrong, it's a drug. It's a nickname for a downer. It's a downer, street downer. Your drug knowledge is poor. Which is a good thing. Probably. Satan's Secret, producer Dave. Satan's Secret.
That's got to be a band.
Is drug. It's a nickname for inhalants. It's your laughing gas. It's your kids.
No.
Hippie crack. Satan's Secret.
Satan's Secret. No. Yeah, Satan's no Secret. One's walking around asking for Satan's Secret.
Have you got any Satan's Secret? They say the kids, don't they, Al?
That's what they say.
Probably
on the
say. I don't know. Mind Bender.
I feel as though it's got to be a band.
It is a band. Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Yeah, very good.
Off the mark.
The Last Airbender.
Movie.
What? Oh, God.
Drug.
No, it is a film. Nick was right. Actually, yeah, I just threw that in as a curveball.
Do I get an extra point?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah,
absolutely right.
That is a cheat.
And here's yours. Cactus Buttons. Cactus Buttons.
I'm going band again.
It's drug, it's mescaline. It's
nickname. Really?
Mescaline, yeah.
Nickname for mescaline?
Yeah.
See, I feel as though that's one person's nickname for mescaline. They took some mescaline.
All right, it's my nickname.
they took mescaline once. They had some weird trip. There were cactus with buttons on, whatever. And they were like, oh, cactus buttons. And then they went online and posted it or something. But that's not a word that everyone's using for mescaline. No way.
You didn't get the point. Anyway, so Aunt Hazel. Aunt Hazel. Band or drug?
Drug.
Is heroin.
Is it?
Yeah, good. Yeah. Yeah, that definitely had to be a drug.
The dream gun. The dream gun.
I would say... See, the...
That's it, isn't
is
it?
Is what kind it's of throws you off.
A little bit.
Because...
Might be overthinking it.
I'm definitely overthinking it. The dream gun. Yeah, I'm going to go band.
It's opium. Harold Shipman's paste.
Drug.
It's got to be a drug.
It's a band. Come on.
That's a great band name.
Can we all go and see Harold Shipman's paste live soon, please?
Cat killer. Cat killer.
Drug.
Yeah, ketamine. And finally, Cockapoo Charlie.
That's got to be a band.
It's a band. Yes. It's the right answer. And I wasn't keeping score because I forgot, but I'm going to declare Nicholas Holt the winner.
I completely lost track of the score as well.
Yeah, so did I.
I'll take the victory.
Take the victory. Take it in, write it on Rotten Tomatoes that you won, frankly, a game of band.
You can add that to the introduction next time, along with being in Bill and Holby City and whatever else.
I will. Listen, it's been really good to meet.
Thank you for having me on.
Nice. Hey, absolute pleasure.
And cheers for watching the movie, too.
That's research for you. Kill Your Friends is out November the 6th.
Yeah, and don't listen to what Daniel Craig says about it. It's really good.
Yeah, we say don't go and see Spectre. Rubbish.
Go and see
You wait to see what Nicole has to say about Spectre, though. You wait for this.
Do you want to give Spectre a quick review, by the way, will you?
Yeah, I saw all of it.
Yeah?
Rubbish. You know what? I wouldn't waste your money. Just go see Kill Your Friends instead.
He's buried it in one sentence.
There he is.
Dead.
The franchise is dead.
I knew he was going to die. Ruin that twist for everyone as well. I have no idea. I haven't even seen a trailer. Based on this, I'm absolutely nothing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Nick Holt there. Cheers, on guys. Radio X.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
We're giving away meat. We're the only programme to do so. The Today programme on Radio 4 tried it once. Had to stop after David Cameron got chlamydia off a pork chop.
This is Radio X.
And what we have established, though, during this conversation, and he kept that very quiet earlier, is that paid intern Cornelius once had an interesting... This was your presumably your only date you've ever had.
Yeah. So on the date I went on.
Yeah.
Well, I went on it. So we were supposed to meet at 7 for drinks.
Yeah.
And sort of it got to about 7:30. And yeah. I was like, oh, I think I know what's gone on here.
What classy joint?
It was just in Weatherspoons.
I mean, that's already enough to fit the criteria, isn't
Would you ever say to someone, do you want to fancy going out for a drink? I'll meet in Weatherspoons.
Yeah, just go to Top Spoons.
Did you suggest the location?
Yeah, but I chose the... There's two Weatherspoons in Canterbury, and I chose the nicer one. Yeah,
there are two, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I chose the nicer one.
One at the top end of town.
Yeah.
Hellhole.
Yeah.
The other one.
Westgate, yeah.
Still poor, but...
Less people drinking in the morning.
Fewer.
Guys, is this a Canterbury local radio station all of a sudden?
I don't know. You've got to get the specifics right.
What's your favourite
Weatherspoons? You've got to get the specifics right, haven't you? So what happened?
She like texts me later on in the evening.
Were you sitting there?
I stayed there for a bit. And
nursing
then I went,
a blue WK.
Yeah, I stayed there for quite a while, actually. I'm normally in Weatherspoons on my own anyway, so it wasn't the worst thing.
Such a sad life.
But she texts me like later on about 10, going, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I fell asleep watching a documentary about Gandhi.
See, what I like about that is that she, rather than your company, she genuinely preferred a documentary about Gandhi.
Yeah. I guess it's so, yeah. I've never thought of it like that, but thanks, John.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Radio X Weekend Breakfast. And I know we're starting 2 minutes late. 2 minutes late this morning. Yesterday... 2 minutes early, because Jack Saunders there mistimed it. And today, he's mistimed it the other way. Have you noticed that? He even said to me on the way out just now, I'm really sorry about that mistiming yesterday. And he's just done it again. He's laughing in my face. So his fingers crossed behind his back. I'm not sorry, I'm just going to do it again. But I'm clawing back the time that I lost yesterday by taking 2 minutes. 2 minutes from you. That's what he's done, isn't it, Jack Saunders? And he's dressed as a skeleton. Have you seen that?
The who?
Jack Saunders. Mm. He's dressed as a skeleton.
Say that word again.
Skeleton. Isn't he? He is. He's dressed as one. Have you seen him?
No, I just saw him now.
Well, was he dressed as a skeleton or not?
I didn't notice.
He's dressed in a Halloween... He's been sitting here on his own all night.
Is he?
Dressed as Halloween.
He didn't fancy dress on his own.
Is he on his own? Not only can't he time anything, he's a bit weird.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
1st of November, then. And that's easy to remember, isn't it? Because of that rhyme there is. Remember, remember. The 1st of November.
Classic.
Yeah. I always get that rhyme, you know, because it's going to be bonfire night. There's another rhyme for you. Actually, it's a two-rhyme week, isn't it? Bonfire night, stars shine bright. That's one from my childhood there.
Is that a real one?
It's what my dad used to say. He used to go, bonfire night, stars shine bright. What? Check there aren't any hedgehogs trapped under that old mattress in the garden I'm about to set light to. So, I might have paraphrased the end of that rhyme, but... it was something like that. But no, it's, I don't think any other occasions have their own rhyme, like 5th of November, do they? Like Bonfire Night, you know, when we celebrate terrorism. Don't we? It's funny that, isn't it? Tragedy plus time equals celebratory. You can have that, can't you? So we're going, yeah, so a terrorist tried to blow up the Houses of Parliament, so let's celebrate by burning things and eating sausages. And jacket potatoes.
wonder if in the future current terrorist atrocities will be celebrated in a similar way. So perhaps in 200 years from now. Do you want me to carry on with this sentence?
Nah,
okay,
fine. Is that all right?
Yeah, fine, I'll stop it.
Could you tell just in the way I was looking at
it? I really could, yeah. Where's he going with this? Really pack it in. Yeah, okay, fine. Anyway, it's celebrated with a rhyme, and I think it's the only day we have that's rhyme celebrated. Is there another one? I don't think so.
Remember Christmas time, mistletoe and wine.
Yeah, but that's... that's just appalling lyrics from a questionable man. So... although, yeah, I suppose you could have. Anyway, there's also, of course, the 30 days have September, April, June and November. So technically, months have a rhyme. Rhymes are helpful throughout your day. Aren't they defined this? I'm finding that, I think... rhymes are handy to remember things. Aren't they? Don't you think?
Yep. I do think that.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Here's one I live my life by.
Right.
And I'm not just looking at you when I say this, but... if you're a fatty with a big double chin, simply growing a goatee won't make you look thin. And I think that is one we should all live our lives by. I think that's fair.
Don't have a goatee, so it's fine.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about you. Rhymes that help you... it's better to catch the Ebola virus than listen to anything by Miley Cyrus. Again, I live my life by that. It's a helpful rhyme. I'm going to do rhymes this morning. 83936. Just decided. 83936 at Radio X.
What do you mean, do rhymes?
Okay, I think it's rhymes. Come up with a rhyme that helps you through life. 83936 at Radio X. Anniversary forgotten. End of the marriage. There's always Ferrero Rocher from the garage.
You just make that one up.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it down earlier. Just now. But yeah. What have you got? See, look, Cornelius, look at it, he's put his hand up like a little child. Oh, please, sir, I've got
he's
one.
He's just been writing one down. What is it?
Remember, every other Tuesday, that's bin day.
Right, well...
what? talk to me about...
I'll be honest, I struggled.
The key word is rhyme here, isn't it?
Tuesday and day rhyme, don't they?
Well, it's the same word, but you didn't even read it correctly. Once again, a man who can't read or write is on the radio.
Okay, how about this? If you ever want to write a libertine song in short time, don't spend long on the lyrics, just use the first simple rhyme.
That's not bad, actually.
Yeah. Hold it back.
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I wouldn't go that far, but... stop asking questions. When you're older, you'll know. Mummy is under the patio.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
This is Toddler Pops.
Via Toddler Pops. Now, all you have to do is identify the tune as played on a xylophone by a five-year-old child. If you correctly identify it and are picked at random from all of the entries, you can win your choice of beef, chicken or lamb. Genuinely shipped to you from Just Cuts in Raynham, reputable and popular butchers. But before we get to the tune, of course, there's a small matter of saying good morning and hello, Maisie.
Bonjour, John.
Right, French, good. What are you wearing, by the way?
I'm wearing an outfit, John.
Yeah, I can see that you're wearing that.
Let me finish.
Right.
I'm wearing an outfit reminiscent of Camilla Batman thingy.
Oh, her from Kids Company, yes.
That's her. Yes. She looks like Widow Twanky in drag.
Right, I'm glad you said that word right there.
Twanky.
Yes, I'll be honest though, I thought it was a Halloween costume.
It doubles as one. It's like someone's sixed up a rainbow on a paint-coloured chart.
Yes.
It's good for Halloween because Camilla Batman thingy tricked the government into treating her to £46 million of public money.
Good satire. Are you playing a song?
Have a bung on this.
Right. Okay.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
Right, thousands of entries. Well done if you got it right. But there can't be only one winner. On the line now, on the telephone balancing line now. I've got Helen, she's here, she's there on the phone. Helen, hello.
Hiya.
Hiya. How are you, Helen?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, fine, thank you. And I'm guessing from your accent that I don't know how I got this, but I'm a master of dialect. You might be Scottish, Helen.
I am, so yeah. Oh, we're so bright, just outside Glasgow.
I'm so good at this. What do you do, Helen?
I'm a civil servant.
Civil servant, okay. Up in the Scotchland. Right, do you... you live in Scotland, do you know, are you aware of meat? Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, no, you're actually right, it's vegetables that you don't eat, isn't it? Oh, God, sorry. Sorry, Helen.
No, I prefer meat.
Okay, fine. If you win, if you get this right, Helen, would you want chicken, beef or lamb?
Oh, lamb, please.
Lamb. Oh, lamb. Oh, already thought about it. Oh, I want the lamb, please, John. All right, all you got to do is identify the song.
It was Ghost Town.
Is the right answer. Is the right answer. And if we'd have thought about it, if Ginger producer Dave had thought about it, there would have been a little bit of the Specials and Ghost Town to play in there quite loudly as a sort of winning bed music. I could have talked over it. It would have sounded really good. It could have come in and go, this town is looking... But he didn't bother because he's really hungover today and forgot to do it, Helen. Didn't you, Dave?
I mean, it's not there, is it?
It's literally not there.
Agree,
I went
there
to press the button, and it's not there, Helen. Helen, I feel we've let you down. You've won lamb, but we've let you down with shoddy production from the hungover producer who had one job, Helen, if I'm honest with you.
Radio X. John Holmes.
I don't trust the man, John, who lives opposite me. This is from Neil. He has a bushy moustache and draws the curtains all the time. I will not be taking my kids trick-or-treating there.
Just, Avengers, how did you say that word?
Moustache.
Moustache.
Moustache. What do you say?
I must.
Have you got to go?
Moustache.
Why have you got to go?
It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Why is that weird? Moustache.
Why? Where have you got to go?
Moustache.
Well, you've got a radio show to do. You can't go anywhere.
What's wrong with... Trust issues. 17 minutes past 7. Jamie T. You listen to this. I moustache.
Radio X. John Holmes. Radio X.
Linda is in Urmston. And she's got advice for you if you're having to deal with any hipster in your life. In the form of a rhyme. It goes like this. Beware of the man, be he friend or your brother, whose hair is one colour and whose beard is another.
Nice.
Rhymes to help you through life, 83936 at Radio X this morning, please. Music coming from Foles and Underworld and a live read about the weekend shows. We can all look forward to that, can't we? A live read about the weekend shows. It's all coming up. All of it.
Don't tell them everything that's happening.
All coming up, isn't it? What else have we got? It says his start slave break, which is radio. What does that mean?
I've never known. There's a lot of words in radio I don't really know.
I know, because I had the studio training this week.
Did you?
Yeah,
6 weeks into the gig.
Yeah.
Good. Still technically the most trained person in this room.
That's right. And he's a child.
What does it mean?
So, basically, go on.
There's a computer
in front of me, right? And it tells me what to do next, basically. And it says, start slave break. I know what that means. I know it means play the adverts, but why is it called that?
It means, like, the adverts for different regions will be different, so that people in different parts of the country will hear different things.
Right.
You've not really explained it at all, have you?
So they're split. So basically you've got London ads for the London FM signal. Yeah. Manchester is also on FM, but they have different adverts because obviously if you try to go, car giant based at White City, people in Manchester, that's useless. You know, there's no useless to them, isn't it? So they have to have a different advert. This is fascinating. And then on the UK signal, which is the DAB signal, they're the same.
Stay tuned as we'll be having a live read on the weekend shows.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X.
I am John Holmes. And what culty... I said culty listening it now is, isn't it? Early at this time on a Sunday morning.
And by culty, I mean basically right now there is two people listening to me talking. And that is Ginger producer Dave.
Hello.
And paid intern Cornelius.
Good morning.
To be fair, I'm not even sure about them. plus there's you, of course. And Ofcom listening as well, if they call in the tapes of this link because someone half asleep misheard the word culty and decided to complain.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
Goodness me, I think it's about time for a week's worth of lazy PR. Haven't heard it before, it works like this. Obviously working on the national radio station. We get sent PR opportunities, guest booking missives from companies. PR companies who really don't do much work. Lazy doesn't even begin to cover it. What happens is PR companies carpet bomb the industry, trying to sell their clients and their products and push their guests at the media to try and get them coverage. They're paid thousands and thousands of pounds. If you ever tune into a BBC local radio station and hear, I don't know, Sarah Beanie talking about hats and how she loves them. She doesn't love hats. She's been paid upwards of £5,000 pretend she likes hats by a hat marketing company. That is how... So if you've ever heard that kind of interview, that's why it's happening. You are being duped, my friend, by the power of PR. We get sent this stuff. It's utterly inappropriate for Radio X. It's because they lazily don't do their research. They don't know what a demographic is. They don't know what you want. They don't care. They just throw it at the industry. And this is where we round it up and bring you a week's worth of the laziest examples. Ginger producer Dave, what did you find in your inbox this week?
Here we go.
Go on.
Dear correspondent.
Good start, certainly.
Greetings. I hope this message finds you well.
Okay.
It does. I am Mandy Park, regional manager of the press and media liaison team of the International Peace Organisation, Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light, brackets HWPL.
Wow, good.
Oh, yeah.
We express our gratitude to you for always working as a messenger of peace.
So this is why they've sent it to us, obviously. They've got Radio X. They're probably a messenger of peace. Just send it to them.
Go on. The HWPL has been working tirelessly for the cessation of war and the achievement of world peace.
Well, do you know, that is... That's commendable.
Yeah. And everyone knows Weekend Breakfast on Radio X is the place to start, world peace.
To start ending war.
Mm.
Yeah. If nothing else, by the time we finish this gig ever, I'd like to think we've done our part to end war.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, please take time to read the attached letters and deliver this message to the whole world. Sincerely yours, Mandy Park. I've done that.
I've got one that starts... Right, this is good. So they sent it to me, right? Starts, dear journalist. Oh, come on. Danish Trade Fair 2015 in Holland. Danish plants in new company. When the doors open to the Flora Holland Trade Fair in Alsmere November 4th, it will be the first time that Floridania Marketing participates with a joint stand and exhibitions in this forum.
Oh, the day we've all been waiting for.
A Danish island of ornamental plants. The setting for this stand will be at the Water Drinkers Cash and Carry, situated near the Alsmere Trade Fair. There will be a presentation of the Danish overall assortment of potted plants for indoor and outdoor use. Visitors will be able to have a chat with sales representatives and enjoy a nice cup of coffee. Much more. Oh, no, wait. All this and much more can be experienced at the Floridania Marketing Joint Stand. That, in case you want to go, is at the Water Drinker Cash and Carry, the cultural wholesale centre, Legmeerdijk. Which, coincidentally, is Cornelius' nickname. 313 Floral Holland area. For further information and interview, please contact Floridania Marketing. And you can read more about them at floridania.dk. So, targeted straight to Radio X, that. Would you like to hear the subject email, PR email subject header of the week? You ready?
The what?
Email PR subject header of the week.
Yes, please.
Diane Louise Jordan is available via ISDN to talk about cuddling.
I might take that up, actually.
Radio X.
Hey, what's this?
It's a radio ad.
A radio ad? Wow, how do I get one of those made?
It's easy. You just throw together a really cheesy script, get a couple of untrained voice actors, and get them to have a conversation.
Just a normal conversation?
No, that's the beauty. It doesn't need to sound like a real conversation.
What do you mean?
I mean, come on, would we really have this conversation if we weren't being recorded and trying to sell something? Even all our pauses and breaths are edited out.
Gotcha. But does this really work?
Yeah, listeners are so stupid that you need to repeat things a few times.
Repeat things? Like what?
Like this.
Oh yeah, like this. I've got the hang of this now, but you might need to break it down for the stupid listeners again.
Okay, you need a script, bad actors, unrealistic conversations. Oh, and I nearly forgot music.
And a bit of laughter to show we have a sense of humour.
Radio X. John Holmes. X.
And this morning, helpful rhymes. You know that one, remember, remember, the 5th of November, when we celebrate terrorism. Or the failure of it, in that case. Well, rhymes can be used to help you through life, we've decided. So anything you've got this morning. We've already had, if you're a fatty with a big double chin, simply growing a goatee won't make you look thin. Already had that one. Anniversary forgotten, end of the marriage. There's always Ferrero Rocher from the garage. Rhymes to live your life by. Kath in Bedford is just polite. She's just gone... remember to always say thank you and please and cover your face if you're going to sneeze. I've got a feeling that that is a genuine one from her that she's had all of her life. Mm. Good advice, Kath. Martin's in Sudbury. November the 5th has come and gone and thoughts of it still linger. This is, of course, for after next Thursday. I held a banger in my hand. Has anyone seen my finger? Well, a message to us all there. Remember to be careful on the 5th of November. Rhymes to live your life by paid intern Cornelius. What have you got there that we've received, if any?
hang on.
You had that one a minute ago. You had that one about the theme of the show. You had that
one. Oh, yeah.
who sent that in?
Thomas.
Thomas
has sent this in.
Good.
If you're wondering if this show has a theme, it's every 10 minutes we play Florence and the Machine.
Good. I think that's actually coming from Florence and the Machine, if I'm honest with you. This is advice for you, and this is, I think, because this is from Fiona this morning, I think this is off the back of Prince Harry some time ago, but it's good advice. Good advice for you, actually, she says, ginger producer Dave.
Okay.
Okay, so it says this. Got ginger hair?
Yeah.
Need to prove you're a man?
Mm-hmm.
Get yourself fighting in Afghanistan. What Prince Harry did, isn't it? An apple a day keeps the doctor away, unless you're allergic to potassium and methionine, both of which are present in apples. Well, because everyone thinks good advice, you know, apple a day keeps the doctor away. People say that, but if you're allergic to potassium or methionine,
yeah,
it's going to have the opposite effect, isn't it?
An
apple a day.
That's not a rhyme.
No, but it's good advice based on a rhyme. It ends, apple a day keeps the doctor away is the rhyme, and then there's some good advice off the back of it, because if you're allergic to potassium or methionine, it's bad advice.
That's just a footnote.
That's very helpful. I think Dr. Steve, regular texter, by the way, as our medical expert, will back me up on that. If you'd like to get in touch, Dr. Steve, 83936. What else have we got here? If in the future you might be politically big... I don't know, I even need to finish that one.
Nope.
Remember when you cross the channel, the French have no word for flannel.
Do they not?
No, I think someone said it's like a sort of xenophobic joke about their lack of hygiene. That's what that is.
Very good.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. We don't get fooled
again. I normally like print it on.
Get little studio game I like to play. Open the microphone at random times in the middle of a person's sentence. It's like studio roulette.
Another game called Turn My Mic On At All.
Yeah, okay. That was paid intern Cornelius there, discussing what?
printing off the live read that we're about to do.
Printing off the live read. What a fantastic job you have. It's the glamour of radio. That's why you got into it, isn't it?
Yeah.
So have you not printed something off that I'm supposed to now read out?
That may have happened.
A live read, as it's called in the biz.
Yeah.
What is it on?
Podcasts. So Radio X have lots of great podcasts you can listen to.
Great, that's done. So it's 9:10. It's is that basically the message? Because presumably there's not a lot more to it.
How many podcasts do we have? Go. It's a pop quiz.
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Mr. Moyles.
Yep.
Yeah. Mr. Vaughan.
Yep.
R1.
Correct. You're actually doing them in order. They're on the website as well at the moment. That's quite impressive.
Ellis and John.
No, that's not next, but that's true.
Oh, sorry.
That's weird, because that's the best one, so.
Tom Crane.
Correct.
Story Show, which is great.
Good.
You should all download that one. Is that 5?
You didn't say that about ours.
Yeah, wait a minute. Whoa.
No. Hi. Yes?
Download our one.
Yeah, it really needs my endorsement. That'll get it going.
Bonus on our podcast, Weekend Breakfast, radiox.co.uk or iTunes. Bonus material. In the current, the new one will go live today. The last week's, though, contains a very curious story about my friend Alan made you make a face, producer Dave, and told it to you. So if you'd like to hear what Alan did in a toilet with some receipts, then it'll be on the podcast.
What's the 6th one, Cornelius?
The 6th podcast?
Yeah,
my favourite one.
It is. Ricky Wilson?
No.
It's my favourite one.
He doesn't have a podcast.
Oh. He should have.
Come on.
Oh,
you're good at this.
This is great, isn't it? This is really compelling radio. We've got Nicholas Holt coming in, standing by, and you're just...
Who is it?
John Kennedy!
Oh, yeah. Oh, Christy makes that one, yeah.
Again, fascinating insight. Christy makes that one.
Ooh, tell us who edits all the podcasts. Question 2.
No, don't. No. So, there are podcasts. There are Radio X podcasts available, of course, on radiox.co.uk or iTunes. Ours also contains... What?
Hang on. What's going on? The Kaiser Chief in the corridor.
Come on. Ricky Wilson, hello.
I should have a podcast.
Exactly, that's what I said, isn't it?
Yeah,
you should absolutely have. Why haven't you got a podcast?
I don't know, I just haven't got around to it.
You're the most famous person here. Why haven't you got a podcast?
Moyles, he's the most famous person here.
You're more famous than Moyles.
Oh, what are you talking about? Sorry, I missed it. I just heard my name downstairs.
We were talking about podcasts.
Did you run upstairs?
That's why I put my running gear on, to run upstairs.
Got changed in the office.
Yeah.
Did you run in? You cycle?
Yeah, well, no, I ran in.
You ran in today?
Unlike you, I've got to do TV as well. Sorry, it was a blow I couldn't resist.
That's what your mum said.
I'm so sorry. I'm not usually this radio. That was full on.
That was
proper hazing.
That was lovely. You're on in 13. No, how long? 45 minutes.
An hour.
Yeah, after Nicholas Holt.
Coming in.
He's in. He's got films. He's got films and stuff, hasn't he?
Oh, Kill Your Friends.
Kill Your Friends. So we're doing.
Forward to it. Yeah. You got a game for him.
But he's playing band or street drug name.
It's good. 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 Okay.
Good.
I would have gone with Nicholas Holt. Like I don't know.
And that's why you haven't got a podcast.
John Holmes. Radio X. Radio X. And check it
out. All went wrong for them after this, didn't it, Caesars? It went wrong for them. This was all they had. Did go on to have a very successful career in salad.
I got it. Yeah.
It's Radio X.
I don't think Dave's got it.
No, Dave's still working that one out. Dave doesn't eat salad.
It's good, though, because they were pretty quiet since, like, Roman Emperor times. Because that's a Caesar, isn't it? Julius Caesar.
Get out.
Oh, no.
Get out, Julius.
How is that any worse than the salad one?
Out you go. It's Radio X Weekend Breakfast. It was paid intern Cornelius. I think that we can safely say that's his last appearance on this show.
Radio X.
Get into the music.
Finding out it has been traced.